Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kerry Mitchell, who's Director of Technical with Shaw Industries. Kerry, good to talk to you. How you doing?
Morning, Kemp. Good to see you.
Most people know you, but just to fill in for those that don't, Kerry, you've been with Shaw for a long time. You're a native of Georgia. You grew up in the Dalton area, didn't you?
I did. Grew up in Chatsworth.
That's what I thought. And you've been the guy in charge of a lot of the technical aspects, mostly focused in carpet, for how many years you've been with Shaw?
Coming up on 35 years.
Okay. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you, and I appreciate you giving me some time today, is to just get an update on the S600 carpet installation standards. Most people know that the standards had been written by the Carpet and Rug Institute, and it was called CRI 104 and 105. And then several years ago, I think back in 2009, the WFCA and the CRI decided to dual fund a process to revise the carpet installation standards, and they tapped the IICRC. I believe you were part of that decision. And so the IICRC have been working for a few years to put this together. Give us a status on where that stands now.
Well, let me give you a little bit of history as to why we went in that direction. As one of the CRI board members mentioned in the meeting where we presented the concept the first time, was that we had been working on the installation issue for over 30 years, and we had thrown millions of dollars at it, and we'd gotten nowhere. The challenge and the solution came from looking at the carpet cleaning industry. If you look at that, what you see is a wonderful infrastructure. You have a number of training groups out there that are operating very profitable businesses doing training. Training there is highly valued. It is sought after. The carpet and cleaning industry is willing to pay for this, training and certification. So you look at that and you say, how do we replicate that over in the installation industry where we have very little infrastructure to provide training and certification? There doesn't seem to be a lot of value placed on training and certification. So how do we fix that? And, of course, the challenge was to build that infrastructure and bring out of the ground simultaneously both the capability and the demand. And so that's what we've been working on for several years. The IICRC was the logical choice to help build that platform because they have a 40-year history in providing the infrastructure for that training and certification. So I sat down with Chris Davis of WFCA, who got on board immediately and even offered to help fund it. Then we talked to the unions, we talked to the big boxes, so we took it to the CRI Board of Directors, and everything else is history.
Okay, so they've been working on it for a few years. Where does it stand? Is it almost finished?
We're calling it the S600 standard, mm-hmm. And it really consists of two parts. You have the standard itself, which says this is what you must do, and then you have the reference guide, which is a much larger document. It's about 350 pages, and it says this is how you do these things that you must do, and that is one of the things that was lacking with the CRI approach. Those two are complete. They're in the edit process. Once that's finished, hopefully by December 1st, we'll take one more quick look at it, and then it goes out for public comment for a period of 30 days. Following that, we're going to have to sit down, and let me mention that we've had almost 100 people involved in this effort. We will get back together, and we will have to review all those comments. Being the eternal pessimist, I think that's going to be a monumental task because I'm going to guess we'll have over 500 comments. Every one of those must be addressed in writing. That doesn't mean that we have to satisfy all the commenters, just that we address it and say, we've looked at it, we've considered it, we either accept your comment or we don't, and here's why. So that's probably going to take a couple of months. Once that process is finished, and we can document that they've all been addressed, then it goes to ANSI, the American National Standards Institute. They review it, and hopefully they will bless it, and it becomes a national standard.
I know you've stayed involved through the process. Are there any big differences between what the CRI had issued which I think, you know, was called 104, 105, and then you guys combined it into one document. Are there any major differences in how carpet is supposed to be installed based on this process?
No major differences. The challenge was this. A lot of these points had never been put on paper before. It's all word of mouth. And when you get all these people, all these experts, who all are doing individual things a little differently, you can imagine the different opinions that were bouncing around the room. It was a laborious process, but in the end, we ended up with a consensus of how these things had to be done. Now, the difference is, first of all, the S600 standard is much more comprehensive than the CRI standard. It goes into considerable detail that we did not have in the CRI standard. It encompasses several things the CRI standard does not. We're going to have the ultimate standard when this is done. The CRI standard did not have the reference guide, and I always felt that this was a major shortcoming, but we just never could get the horsepower together to go do this. The beautiful thing about this is, for the first time in my 35 years or so of being involved in it, we had all these disparate parties come together, working on a common goal, and reach consensus. And everybody said that was going to be impossible, but it happened.
Does the standard at all require what level of training you have to have, or does it just say that the carpet must be installed according to the standard?
No, the standard only addresses how it's to be done.
Okay.
Saturday of this week, I'll be in a meeting with the ICRC Certification Council, and we will be kicking off a task group that will be putting together the certification program based on this standard. And that's going to take a while. That's another monumental task. But we do have some precedents out there that we can draw upon. We're going to be pulling together a rather large group of participants. And like I said, we're going to get that thing started off on Saturday.
I read an article that quoted Werner Braun back when this thing first started kicking off, and he said that the new standard will create an opportunity for the mills to tie its carpet warranties to the ANSI standard. So that is the end game when this is finished, right?
I'll answer this very carefully. Each individual mill is going to have to decide on their own how they deal with this. I will say that back several years ago when it was presented to the CRI Board of Directors, all the CEOs who were present in that meeting were very enthusiastic about it.
Oh, that's great. I did just want to get an update on that, Carrie. I appreciate you spending the time with us. Just one last question. This whole knee-kicking thing, who invented the knee-kicker and what's it used for?
I think you'll have to go back before my time to find who invented it. I've seen some antiques that look like they might have come from before the turn of the century. Frankly, I don't know who invented it. It became a substitute for the power stretcher, in my opinion, because of the continuous drive for cheaper and cheaper installation.
And I'm sure it serves its purpose for getting things kind of laid out pre-stretched, but it's not the way to install carpet, is it?
It is not the correct way to install it. It is an assistant tool for positioning the carpet, for working in tight corners, but you absolutely cannot stretch carpet with it. The carpet simply does not stretch. Okay. The best you can hope for is to get the carpet flat on the floor and ready for stretching.
Good. That's what I thought. Okay, Carrie, great to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Carrie Mitchell, who's Director of Technical with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FordDaily.net.